The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. The World Bank Group has a new president. David Malpass begins his five-year term this week, succeeding Jim Yong Kim, who stepped down in February. The bank's mission is to reduce poverty and provide financial aid for needy countries. It is collectively owned by around 200 countries. Malpass has been a critic of the institution in the past, saying the bank is too big and that multilateralism has damaged the United States. He has also called for a reduction of lending to China, which he says is wealthy enough already. China is the World Bank's third largest shareholder after Japan, with about a 4.5% share of voting power. The largest shareholder at 16% is the United States, which typically nominates the bank's president. Trump nominated Malpass in February, choosing a loyal supporter who served in the administration as the Treasurer's Undersecretary of International Affairs. Critics have voiced concern that he will use the World Bank as an outlet to push Trump's America First agenda, but Malpass has pushed back in response, citing his work as lead negotiator in securing a $13 billion capital increase for the bank last year. Analysts say he has also softened his criticism of the bank in recent months. A group of women in India's northern Kashmir district are becoming well known for their handcraft crocheted items. Former graphic designer Binish Khan launched an online craft shop, Crafts World Kashmir, and through it, she's been able to train and provide jobs for a small group of Kashmiri women. Binish Khan.
Response has always been positive. So because of that, we saw that the business is growing and there is a demand for it.
India has access to many raw materials such as cotton, wool, and silk. It has long held a rich and varied textile tradition, with the Kashmir region being well known for handloom items that women traditionally created at home in their free time. Hena Bhatt is a crocheter.
This is a very good step for us, especially for girls, for the ones who are sitting at home, the ones who do not have anything to do, the ones who are poor, or the ones who are not getting a job.
Binish Khan hopes to train more boys and girls in the future so that more Kashmiri youth can get employment opportunities. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.